You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Build Your Tribe. This one's really important. I encourage you to take some notes. I want you to listen to this two or three times and stay tuned to the end because I'm going to give you some assignments here that are really important. I swear it doesn't matter where you are in your business, even if it isn't fully developed, this is an episode that is going to be invaluable to the state of your current business and your future business. Off to the show.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Build Your Tribe is my way of giving back to you. If you're in business and you're not listening to business podcasts, what is wrong with you? It is free education. People who have been successful in business love to talk about how they did it and share their knowledge with you. So let me start first by telling you this. You know, I've had a lot of businesses long before my fitness business. And my fitness business was kind of happened by accident. I didn't really like working out, didn't like exercising. So I kind of developed this weird, almost like bizarre form of cardio. It was like a cardio workout. There was like everything that I liked, but that didn't make sense. So it was kickboxing mixed with dance, mixed with sound effects that kind of felt like you're in a cheer competition. Meanwhile, this girl got cut. Like, I did not make the dance team at Michigan State University. Don't get it twisted, but I did make the mock trial team. So there's that. But it was all these things that I loved. And it was like hip hop and it was capoeira and it was taekwondo. Like, it made no sense except to me. Like, I liked doing it. And it started catching on, and being a business person, I was like, this is catching on, and it solves a problem for other fitness professionals who don't want to create their own routines. It's cumbersome. It's tiring. You spend all your time and money developing these workouts and trying to put your music together, and it was a loss. You know, it was a lost cause. Like, most fitness instructors, if you ask them, they're not doing it for the money, honey. They're doing it so they can have a reason to buy new Lululemon, and they're doing it because they freaking love it. So I thought, gosh, I'm that way too. I was at the time working full-time as a paralegal and part-time as a personal trainer and teaching fitness classes. And the one thing that wasn't making me any money was teaching fitness classes, but I freaking loved it. So I thought, geez, if I can make this easier for other people who freaking love it and aren't making money at it, it would make it easier for them to teach and do what they love. So I developed this program called Turbo. It was called Turbo Kick in the clubs. And I started teaching other fitness instructors this formula. And it was, you know, it was not a formula that I invented out of thin air. I honestly believe that everything's already been done. I looked at the Jazzercise model. My mom used to be a Jazzercise instructor. And I'm like, dude, I remember her getting like music and the choreography, and that made it really easy for her. What if I could do something like that, but update it with this weird, cool thing that I do, right? So I created this program and it started catching on. It was solving a problem. That's why I was catching on. It was solving a problem. It was fun and it served a type of instructor and a type of student. People who didn't take themselves very seriously, people who enjoyed dance, etc. Here's what happened. I started teaching instructors how to do this. They would go to their clubs and teach this workout. People got addicted to it and they would go like 5, 6, 7 times a week. And then instructors started emailing me pictures of their students and their transformations. And that was really inspirational to me because it was a hard business. Like, first of all, fitness instructors, you know who you are. Y'all think you should be in the videos. I know because I'm one too. We think we're better than every other instructor that we take. We're like, oh, she wasn't that good. He wasn't that good. You just, you know, so we're very, very critical and we're broke. So it was a tough business to be in because we're all broke and we all think we can do it better. That was my business. So what inspired me was getting these emails from instructors saying, look at this. And I save them. I save things that give me inspiration and push me to do things on the days I don't feel like doing that. So handwritten letters and those transformation emails, I saved every single one of them. And it wasn't long, just a couple of years into it, that I had hundreds of photos, before and after photos, and the stories of these amazing people, right? And it was my inspiration, and it was pretty exciting. And then when I started getting interest from infomercial companies, which wasn't on my radar per se, but I started getting contacted by infomercial companies because everyone was kind of looking for the next big thing, right? They were looking for another Taibo. They were looking for another Windsor Pilates. And so they were looking into the Group X space, and people had heard about this program. But more so, I found out people had heard that I had these before and after photos. So I did my research and I hired an agent who had done this before, and I contacted the very best attorney in the industry who had done massive amounts of infomercials, and he had done like Tony Robbins and he had done Buns of Steel. So I knew that it was going to be a tough sell to get him to take me as a client. So I called him on the phone and I said, I would love to be able to show you my program. I think it is going to be a hit. And I got the blow off. He was like, yeah. Let me tell you, I get contacted 20 times a week by people who think that they have the next greatest thing. They've got a boot camp that no one's seen before. They've got a workout no one's ever done. Shalene, you know, you're a friend of a friend, so I will meet with you. But he literally said, I do not want you to get your hopes up because I will probably not take your program. Everybody has a program. Everybody thinks they should be on TV. Everybody wants an infomercial, but I'll give you some of my time. Come on down. So I came down into his office and he had major attitude. He'll tell you, I'll tell you. We're still friends. He's still my agent. And I sat down and I brought in my book. I brought in my binder. It was this big. It was this thick. And I set it down on the table and he opened it up and page after page after page, and he said, let's do this. And I thought, oh, why? And he goes, I can call any infomercial company on the planet right now. We'll have a bidding war by the end of the week. And he was right. And we did. I didn't know that that was golden. See, it wasn't me. It wasn't my special program. It wasn't I had something unique. Like there's probably 100 other people out there doing something that was probably even similar, right? But what I had was what most people didn't have, and you might not have. You might not have compiled it, but I bet you have it. And that is testimonials. Now, testimonials is an intimidating word because in testimonial is in our head, we assume that means I have a product. I have people that have used this product and they can say this product works. Not true. I didn't have fitness workouts for consumers. I had things that work for instructors. So I had people who could say Shalene's program or Shalene helped me. You, my friend, have countless people. You only need three. In fact, you need fewer than you need more. You only need people to say, you know, until I met Julie, I didn't know how to XYZ. With the help of Jonathan, I've been able to fill in the blank. Before I met Nicole, I was creating an ebook that wasn't making me any money. Once I started working with her, it's a thing that most people don't realize they need to work on before they create their program product, right? This is bigger than your product. It's bigger than your program. It gets you indoors and it helps people understand how to make the decision to buy. Because we don't trust you. We don't. That's what QVC is about. Now, the reason why I'm going to go out to do QVC, and they do a great deal of training for their on-air talent, is that they teach you how to help the at-home viewer make their own decision. And it's not based on you, the creator, the developer saying, this is amazing. Wait till you try it. Like, 'cause we just don't believe that, right? So at QVC, the first time I did the training, one of the things that they taught us that's really important is that people want to have a conversation with their neighbor. They want to be told, this is amazing, but, right? Like I've told you about these Swell bottles, right? I love these Swell bottles, but I've also told you what they don't do. I've also told you they're very expensive. I've also told you, you know, like the pros and the cons, so that if you're going to buy one, I'm telling you just like I would a friend. Not like, it's amazing. It'll change your life. It'll change your tires and it'll change your baby's diapers and it'll change your body. Like you're not buying that. But we buy it because when our friends tell us something, they say, here's all the things it can do. But like, just so you know, it's expensive, or just so you know, the battery dies fast. Like our friends always give us the, what they call the anti-sell, or sometimes it's referred to as the back fence sale, meaning like two neighbors talking over the back of their fence to each other. What I wanted you to know is that that's why my first infomercial, Turbo Jam, freaking killed it. Killed. It went on the air, and unfortunately, it wrecked me a little bit because I assumed that all infomercials would be this easy. What I didn't know is that that infomercial had the world's greatest and most legit testimonials the TV has ever seen because they were real. True story, most TV infomercials now, they send people the product, they ask them to take before and after photos, they tell them you're going to be an after story if you lose the weight, and then they, you know, hopefully they do lose the weight, and then you come back and photograph them again, and then we get their after story. These people were people who were like addicted, like on fire for it. Evangelist for it, been doing it for 5 and 6 years, never knew there was going to be a TV, never knew they were going to be featured, nothing. And so the testimonials were so real and so raw and so heartfelt because they loved it, because they loved their instructor. And see, that's what you can do, because your testimonials won't be contrived. We're talking about three people who have told you, man, I did such and such before, but when I met you, this is how my life changed. Before you, I was afraid of joining an MLM. I thought they were salesy. I thought people were pushy. I've been watching somebody else and I was told that I would have to do this, this, and that. And then when I met Janelle Summers, I realized that's not what it's about at all. It's about honesty and integrity and helping people. And because I did that, I have been able to turn my income around. I feel passionate and confident and I don't have to sell. I've been able to quit my job and pay off my car. So testimonials give credibility to whatever it is that person's trying to make a decision on. So hang on for a second. Tell me if this isn't true. If I say to you, here's what I did and it worked for me, you think to yourself, but I'm not you. I don't live in Southern California. My husband doesn't cook. I don't have confidence on camera. I'm not you, so it won't work for me. I didn't, you know, so that's what most people think. Until they see themselves in a testimonial. Boom! That's the power of a testimonial. The testimonial shouldn't look like you. We already got that. But we got someone who doesn't look like you, doesn't sound like you, doesn't think things. Well, that's great. That'd be fantastic if I was into fitness, or that would be awesome if I was super confident, or that would be killer if I was already a chiropractor. What, fill in the blank. But people need to see a testimonial that's like, oh, that's me. Here's your assignment this weekend. I want you to set your DVR and watch any testimonial. I mean, any infomercial. They're on usually after about 12 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. Sometimes late on Friday night, set your DVR and watch a few of them, okay? Because you will see in every single infomercial, there's great variety in the personalities that they feature in testimonials. Whether it's for a machine that hangs you upside down to stretch out your back, or blue blocker sunglasses, whatever it is, you know, the new ab rocker, whatever it is, they show you an old lady, a young guy, someone who's really fit, someone who's out of shape. Why do they do that? Because they want you to see yourself in their story. Well, first, let me tell you this. I know that testimonials are everything. That's the very first thing. Listen to me. This is where I'm like, am I an idiot? How am I just realizing this? How did I forget this and how am I just now remembering it? Infomercial companies spend millions of dollars on shows, some of which never work, okay? I knew this in infomercials. I've done 4 infomercials now. And the very first thing that we start with is the process of planning testimonials. So we reverse engineer that project from the testimonial. Before we even finish all of the videos, and before it goes to air, everything revolves around amazing testimonials. Because if there aren't amazing testimonials, there isn't anything to put on TV. There just isn't. You will never, ever, ever, ever see a infomercial on TV that doesn't have testimonials. They all have testimonials. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? I will tell you why right now, because infomercials are getting more and more expensive. Why? Because there's fewer people watching them. There are fewer eyeballs on TV. That raises the price. That means if there's fewer people, that means that we have to pay more to get in front of those people. And now people are watching they're on their phones, they're watching the internet, they're watching their shows on demand. They're not channel surfing like we used to. So that means that there are still infomercials, but only the biggest and most successful companies have survived. Like Beachbody. Beachbody is one of the last of the Mohicans because they have this figured out. They're good. Their products work. People get testimonials. The results are real. People's lives change. You know, if there's a company that can get temporary results, they will be on air temporarily. So the big, strong guys have survived. And that's why little mom and pops, I don't mean to discourage you or pop a bubble, but you doing an infomercial will not happen. It just won't. You getting with one of the big, big, big giant companies, maybe. But your likelihood of you being a 5'2" female and playing in the NFL is higher. The reason why infomercial companies all use the formula of an infomercial is because, I mean, of a testimonial. The reason why they use a testimonial in every single infomercial is because they need it to work. They spent millions on advertising, millions on putting that show together. It needs to work. And if that ingredient is left out, if it's left out on your sales page, so you have a lower conversion. If you forget to put it in your email, if you forget to put it in your closing video, well, you might have fewer sales. But that can be the difference between a show making it and a show losing millions of dollars. So they all put testimonials in every single show, and they're carefully selected, carefully worded, and carefully crafted. And I know this. And the infomercial companies who are the experts, then hire experts who are experts at testimonials. And I know this. And I know this. And I've known this, right? And so now here I am trying to help people believe. I'm trying to help people understand that I just want to help you build your online business. I want to help you do this. And so what have I been putting way too low on my priority list? Testimonials. I've been trying to tell people about my program. I've been, you know, maybe I'll put like a little circular picture and a few lines from somebody about how my programs have helped them. That's so dumb. I get so many emails. I get people who come up to me and cry. They bawl hysterically, like, because of Smart Success, my life has changed. You know, before the Marketing Impact Academy, I didn't even know what I was doing in my business. And they cry and they tell me about their life before and their life after. And those are testimonials. And I forget. I forget that I don't want to sell. I want other people's story to be the inspiration so that you can see them in that. And it dawned on us this year, like we've always done, like, oh yeah, we should put a couple of little sentences and a picture of somebody on our website. And it'll be like a picture of somebody and then a few sentences. But I don't know how much that moves you. So what we did this year, now when we launched Smart Success, we did it this year in the infomercial format. I just looked at exactly what we did when I was working with Script to Screen. That was the very first infomercial company I ever worked with. Then I went to another company, Beachbody went to another company. It wasn't Script to Screen. That infomercial didn't do so hot. Then we went back to Script to Screen for Turbo Fire and we had another hit on our hands. So they're doing some right. They got some formula over there. And I started looking at how they craft testimonials. And I said to our team this year, just before we launched Smart Success, we decided not to use any affiliates. We didn't have anyone send for us, no one. So if someone told you about Smart Success, I wanted you to know they weren't getting even 10 cents. They were telling you because they believed it was in your best interest. We used no affiliates. I just didn't feel like doing it this year. And I really wanted to see what can we do if we really used people's true stories. Like we did a highlight reel of people who had like changed their lives and we highlighted them and we showcased them and we did that instead of using affiliates. What would that do? And it was a gamble and it was a risk because we used the infomercial format. But most importantly, we created testimonials in the way that I learned to create them by watching and studying what they do at Script to Screen. And we did pretty good, but they're not quite right. But we did a bunch of them. Have you ever watched somebody put something together, but they weren't telling you exactly what's in it? They didn't tell you exactly how much salt to put in or precisely how much baking soda. So you're trying to eyeball it, but you don't know exactly. It's okay, but it didn't turn exactly like theirs. Well, that's what we did this year for Smart Success, and it did really well. We had our best year ever for Smart Success. And I said to myself, I'm not the expert at this. let's hire the experts. So I reached out to my friend Ken Carey and Barb Carey at Script to Screen, and I said, will you help us highlight these people, create their stories, and help us tell their stories in the way that you do on infomercial? If it works on TV, why wouldn't it work on the internet? Hashtag duh, right? So Ken Carey and Barb Carey, they are the folks who did our first infomercials, and they're going to help us craft our testimonials for marketing impact. If you have a story and you want to be that person who's featured in the Marketing Impact Academy success reel, reach out to us. Send us an email at operations@shaleenjohnson.com. I want to know your story. Tell me about where you were before it and how life has changed in your business for you since going through Marketing Impact or Virtual Business Academy or Smart Success, any of them. So this year, I'm just going to tell you, our sales strategy is to get better at featuring people's success. People transform and change themselves when they work with you. You change lives. You make a difference. People tell you that all the time. And it is going to be our sole focus, one of our primary focuses, I should say, this year. It's where we're going to spend our money. We're going to spend our money in producing these amazing packages that feature the success of our students. So that's another thing that's really important to me, to lift and to inspire and to motivate and to highlight and to showcase the people who do the work. You have those people that you're working with now, and you might not yet have created an academy or even know what it is you're offering yet. Maybe you're like, I've just joined a new MLM, direct sales and marketing, or so-and-so thinks that I should. They think that I would be great at Stella and Dot, but I don't know. And I don't have any testimonials because I've never done that. Well, do you have four or five people who always come to you for fashion and styling and advice, and you're the person that they say, oh, should I buy this or not? Is this in style or not? Great. Have them create a quick video testimonial saying, when it comes to style, Shalene is my girl. When it comes to fill in the blank, you have these testimonials already and you don't have to have the product yet. Case in point, back to my original story. When we started filming Turbo Jam, I met with Ken Carey and he said to me, the gentleman who's going to be at Smart Success next week, and he's going to be crafting these success stories. He's going to put together the most amazing, like this is amateur hour compared to what the Carries can do. And I'm excited. I'm excited to showcase the success of the people who've done the work. But when I met with Ken probably 10 years ago, he said, so can we talk to some of these testimonials, the people in my book? And I said, I don't think so. I don't think that'd be a good idea. And they were like, why? I'm like, well, because they don't do Turbo Jam. They do Turbo Kick. And he's like, but they do Turbo with Shalene, right? And I'm like, well, yeah. I'm like, but they haven't done my workout videos because they haven't created them yet. He's like, but they've been working with you, right? They've been doing what you're going to do in these videos, but they've been doing it with you, right? And I'm like, well, yeah. He's like, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the impact you've had on these people. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's where you have to get comfortable and letting people know, I want to highlight your success. I want the world to know how awesome you are. Or I want to share with people what our relationship has been like. And would you mind creating just a 1-minute video for me on your phone, right? So that's all you have to do. Video is very, very powerful. I'm going to talk more about it. I just convinced my friend Ken Carey to get here on Periscope and start sharing some of the stuff with us on how they craft these things. But watch. Get on my newsletter. You'll see this. You'll see exactly how it changes this year. And I'm going to make a prediction that we're going to have our biggest year ever, and I won't have to sell. I won't have to sell. I don't like to sell. I like to get excited about things, and I like to promote people, and I love to showcase people who've done the work. Like, that's cool, right? I don't want to sell. That's yucky, yucky, yucky. You can always tell when someone's trying to sell you. Especially when I'm already going to buy this. You don't have to tell me it's a cute outfit. I'm already going to get it. You can stop telling me I look cute in it because I'm already going to get it. So stop. Anyways, it's just much more fun to be able to showcase people's success. And that's the key to feeling good about a testimony. You're not asking someone to brag on you. You're asking someone if you can have the right to share their story. You're asking people if you can have the right to brag on them, basically. So I hope you've enjoyed this. I want you to listen to it a couple times over. Here is your assignment. Take out a pen right now, right not after you watch your next live video, not tomorrow. This will take 30 seconds. Take out a pen and a piece of paper and start thinking to yourself, with this thing that I'm thinking I want to do, with this thing that I am doing, with this business that I'm considering developing, who do I know who I've helped, who sings my praises, who I'm kind of like, you know, I'm almost sometimes embarrassed around them because they feel like they're being my PR agent, you know? I mean, I'm like, no, you did the work. Take out a pen and a piece of paper and write down a few names. And some of them might not get back to you because they're busy. Some of them might say, I don't know what to say. Here's the formula. This is just a basic formula. And again, I don't know the exact formula. I'm going to get the precise formula and I'm going to get it right. And you'll be able to see that all happening in process this year because we are going to be working with the Carries to get our testimonials. So this is what we did. We're like, okay, watch TV this weekend. You'll see testimonials. It's what was life like before this thing? And then make people feel that, like make people feel that emotion. So they're like, oh man, that is what I am feeling right now. That is what I feel right now. You know, emotional words, that works. And then what life is like today, and then what it was about you that makes the difference. Because that's the secret sauce. You know, that's what's really important. That's your homework assignment. Make that list. Think about how you're going to craft that email to folks. Ask them, hey, would you just open up your iPhone and you know, make sure you've got some good light? And would you just tell me your story on video? I swear I don't have to use it if you're not comfortable with it, but it would just mean the world to me. It's like the best birthday gift. It would mean the world to me to be able to highlight how we've been able to work together. And let's see how many you can collect, because you're going to need a whole bunch of them because you need people that don't look just like you. You know what I mean? All right. Thanks so much for being here.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual. because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.